The Republican Party-backed Walker doesn't like to talk about Newman still being in the governor's race, but both men appeared on a conservative radio talk show. For the most part, they agreed on the issues and just stressed differences in their experience. Walker is Milwaukee County executive and a former state lawmaker. Newman owns businesses and served in Congress. But the gloves came off when discussing Newman's recently released property tax relief plan. The proposal would give taxpayers a one-year moratorium on property taxes if they agree to pay those taxes monthly beginning in January of 2012. Newman says that would pump as much as $11 billion into the state's economy.
If people keep $11 billion in their pockets, they're either going to save that money or spend it, either of which leads to immediate economic growth and development in the state.
But Walker calls Newman's plan a tax shift.
For most of us, any of your listeners out there who deduct your property tax as a part of your itemized deductions on your federal income tax, if you shift it from December to start making monthly payments starting in January, you can't deduct it for that year prior, so it's actually a tax increase for those individuals who itemize.
Walker says Newman's plan does not cut local spending, which Walker says is key for reducing taxes. But Newman says he uses the monthly property tax payment concept with his businesses. Walker and Newman have agreed to at least one more joint appearance before the September primary. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.